In today's episode, we complain about first world Uber problems, holiday emoji chain texts, New Year's resolutions for Meghan Trainor, and the worst themed restaurant in Los Angeles. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Good morning.
It's not morning.
Good afternoon.
It's not afternoon.
Good day.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Day. It's for sure a day.
It's a day.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you quoting a U2 song?
No, I would never.
I wouldn't either.
Thoughts on U2?
I don't like them. We've had this discussion before.
Thoughts on U2?
Me and you?
Me and you!
Me and
that was me exiting my body talking about the two of us.
Oh.
Yeah. Thoughts on us. What are your thoughts on us?
I don't love it.
What?
It is the fact that your ghost left your body.
Oh.
It's like the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh my God. So I was just on a flight, and you know how you just have to deal with the movies that they offer you, okay? I was watching the Muppet version of A Christmas... What is that?
Carol.
Carol?
That's an iconic holiday movie.
Pretty good. And I realized that I... You know how it's got like...
Damn, Miss Piggy.
No, fuck. I forgot to say you. Fuck you. It's got a lot of original songs in it. Did you know that?
No.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Mm-mm.
And one of them, I knew. I sang in choir in high school, and I never knew it was from that movie. And I knew all the words. I was like, wow.
Almost fell asleep during that story.
Anyway.
Tell me about the song. Sing the song. Do something interesting.
Oh my God. Drag me. So now that Christmas is over, are we allowed to keep listening to Christmas music? Because it's still Christmas break, I guess.
You can listen to...
what's the rule here?
You can listen to Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, the Mariah.
Or the Mariah Carey version. Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody even know the words?
I don't know.
What are you doing for New Year's?
What are you
doing? I was just thinking about this.
New Year's?
I was passing a Kmart.
We're hanging out on New Year's.
Oh my God. Are we right now hanging out while this is airing?
No.
Anyway, I was passing a Kmart thinking, why is New Year's got to be so stressful? So I'm thinking, okay, I separate my years. Why do we do that? It's so arbitrary that 2016 has to be so different than 2015. Why do people got to have New Year's resolutions? Why does there need to be some distinction of what you want to do in the new year? It's a difference of 2 days.
Why can't people just live? Why you got to come
That's
for
what
their
I was
New
thinking.
Year's resolution?
Because all these interviews that we've been doing, like when we were on the red carpet, did everyone ask you at this Nervous premiere? Where was everybody asking you, what's your New Year's resolution?
Only one person did, and I said, I don't
stress me out like that.
I said, I didn't even know it was December. And then they looked at me like I was dumb, and I wanted to be like, I'm a busy person. Tell me what day this is.
I didn't remember that it was December.
But
I'm just over it. I'm just like, why?
What did your story have to do anything with a Kmart, though?
Well, it happened while I was driving past Kmart.
Where?
Isn't there a Kmart right by the Grove, south of the Grove?
Oh, yeah.
So try to come for me about my Kmart knowledge. It's right next to the $5 pizza.
When I was little growing up, I used to
think... And that wig store that's way overpriced.
I thought like Kmarts were for me because that's where like people whose name was spelled with a K went.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. I felt a special like...
You're not kidding?
I felt a special like vibe with Kmart.
Okay.
And then I found out that I like Target better.
Oh my God. Well, everybody likes Target better. Sorry, Nicki Minaj, with your exclusive Kmart line.
She does very well there.
I heard it does do well. Good for her. If you could do a Kmart line, would you?
Yeah. And it'd be like, Corey is back at the Big K.
Oh my God.
And they'd probably call me Big K.
Ew. In your meetings with the like heads of Kmart, they'd be like, hey, Big K. Ew. Somebody, I think an Uber driver recently called me the weirdest thing. You know how some people are like bud or like boss?
Or ma'am.
I get a lot of ma'am. No, he called me, what did he call me? And the whole time that's all I could think about the entire ride. I was like,
sport,
literally, it was
buddy,
like, it was like those things.
Kiddo.
It was like.
Baby.
No.
Boy.
You're so close. It's in that realm.
Captain.
It was like captain. it was borderline boss, captain, and boy.
Boss is really
bad.
I think maybe he
called me Hoss.
Oh, I heard that.
Or something.
Yeah, Hoss is like a boss. But
Big Hoss or something. I don't know.
Big Hoss.
It was the weirdest thing anybody could ever call you. I didn't like it. It was a hard pass.
Wow.
It distracted me for the entire ride.
Well, a Hoss is a southern nickname
Maybe that's it.
A beast who can do anything that he wants.
I also had I also had an Uber driver recently. I you know, sometimes if they're nice, if they seem not weird, because a lot of them can be a little weird.
Yeah.
But I had this one woman who I was like, oh, so how's your night going? We were having like a little conversation. She goes, pretty boring. She goes, the only thing that'll spice it up at this point is one of my passengers dying. I was like, well, let's hope it's not me.
Did she cast a spell on you?
No, it was like a 3-minute Uber drive.
Did you?
I was like, well, we got only 2 more minutes. Let's hope I fucking survive so your night remains boring.
I mean, how weird would it have been if she crashed the car and she died and you lived?
That would definitely be annoying.
Speaking of Uber drivers.
I would have to fill out a report of some sort. That would be a damper on my evening.
You'd probably get like a little bit of insurance money, though.
You think they would give me Uber credits?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you notice when we were in San Francisco a little over a week ago, our one Uber driver was dressed a little bit like Elsa from Frozen?
Did not catch that. Why didn't you bump me and tell me?
I was sitting in the front seat. Maybe that's I got the whole view. And you guys were in the back seat, and I was
like, "You know what?
She looks a little like
I think I was a little tipsy,
a winter
but yeah,
dream
for sure.
come true."
She was dressed in a baby blue gown.
Yeah,
I feel like I remember.
She had like a snowflake shawl. It was very
a snowflake shawl.
Yes,
in this economy,
it's winter. It was cold.
No, you know what I would like.
A snowflake shawl.
Besides the snowflake shawl, is for Uber in, you know how Uber drivers, so it, I don't know if you know, a lot of cities don't have Uber. So first of all, Uber is an app that you can use to request a driver to come pick you up. It's like a taxi service, direct.
When we talked about things we didn't know, instead we just said, hey, if you don't know what an Uber is, Google it.
Fucking Google it. Like, fuck, waste my time. No, so now you know. But in the app, there is a section where when you request it, it tells you the name of the person that's about to come pick you up, and it includes a picture. And a picture of their car, which is actually pretty nice.
Not like of their car, because the colors
like
never
the model.
Match. It's very
annoying. It's always like a white
I'm like, can't you just
car?
Tell me what
just
color
tell me
this
what
car
color
is?
The car
but
is.
Then I think I would be a little frustrated because there was this girl in college who got a new car, and I was like, oh, what color is it? And she said Sandstorm.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, literally. You were like, well, I didn't ask what you're playing in the car right now.
No, she literally said it was Sandstorm. And I'm like, is that it's a tan car? Oh, it's tan?
Sandstorm.
Thank you. I'm sorry you got an ugly tan car.
Sandstorm.
Literally.
I would like, if you're going to be an Uber driver, maybe there should I would like some type of formality of you need to have some type of picture. Because sometimes it's like...
Of them, you
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
I saw in San Francisco, the guy had
sometimes
a picture...
Sometimes they look like murderers.
The guy had a picture
and I cancel the driver.
He had a picture of his picture on his driver's license.
Oh, see,
imagine
that's a little
that.
Too formal.
No. It looked sketchy. You couldn't... His face was a blur.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's this murderer coming to pick me up?
I don't like it.
And then he was a very nice man. He gave me water.
Oh, I like it when they offer water, but sometimes they're a little bit too offery.
Pushy with the
water. They're pushy. They're like, do you need water? Do you need AC?
I would love a lemonade.
This is the first worldest problem. But honestly, just I'll tell you if I need something.
They never ask about the weather. I mean the temperature of the car.
Oh my God, I always get that.
You know how many times we're like riding back from the airport and it's 100 degrees? I was 100 degrees in the cab when we came back from the airport.
You know, I feel like we're spoiled right now. I really
Listen,
do.
I was warm.
Do you ever give less than 5 stars on Uber?
Yes. Oh, you know I do.
I know. Yeah. Corey's like, dick.
You know I've given 1 star before.
So you rate your driver, but you know they also rate you.
Yeah. This guy tried to tell me.
I asked what my rating was. It's not 5 out of 5. Who the fuck is rating me down? Who did I wrong?
Well, probably the time you threw up in someone's car.
I've never thrown up in an Uber. That is why I can't use Lyft
anymore. I have 5 stars. I'm a great
There's
rider.
No way you have 5 stars. I think if you take more than a minute to come out of your apartment, they'll rate you down, which
really?
I think is a little bit rude. I'm like, sorry that your estimation
is running.
Yeah, you're going to get paid anyway.
You literally know I've not only have I given less than 5 stars, but I never give 5 stars.
You never give 5 stars?
4 stars.
Okay, well, that's
wrong.
What
did they do to go above and beyond
they
to exceed?
They offered you water.
As someone who worked in customer service, I know when
someone... Oh, my God, Corey, you're a dick. I'm sorry, but here's the thing.
You need to exceed my expectations.
Wow,
that's the number one rule in customer service.
Actually, you know what? 3 stars is an average. average, but I think the scale is for a driver, they have to have a certain rating to remain an Uber driver. And that has to be like a 4.8. So this, you giving 4 stars is really fucking over
I've
an early new driver.
I've given 1 star.
You've given 1 star?
Yeah, he was awful.
If somebody like clips off my pinky, I'll give them still 2 stars. I'm like, at least they got me to where I needed to
go. This guy almost rear-ended 4 cars. He was like racing in between lights and then slamming on the brakes. My seatbelt kept locking.
Oh, that's like, you lose a star if my seatbelt locks.
He lost a star every time my seatbelt locked. My trouble with when I rate them poorly is that I get an email from like a supervisor asking why. And then I'm like, I don't need to explain myself.
Sometimes in the app, it'll ask you like, can you explain why?
One time I told the man.
I'll always put unprofessionalism.
Oh, that's a good like.
Because like, honestly, anything that you did wrong while you're on the job, unprofessional.
One time the guy missed. I said, turn right here. Turn right here.
I need to know what they said was wrong with me.
He missed the street. He went down like another block.
What did I do?
Looped around. I emailed Uber and I said, y'all need to give me a credit because I said, please turn right here. And he went around the block.
I will say.
And they go,
you know what I will
say? They gave me $1 back.
Oh, my God. $1, Bob. I'd like to see the routing.
A dollar back.
Because I know when I'm really fucked up drunk and I'm Ubering home because I drive responsibly, and when I'm a little bit tipsy, I won't even get behind the wheel. Even when I'm sober, I won't get behind the wheel. But if I'm tipsy, I'm not paying attention to the routing. But you can go back and look at the way they drove you.
Oh.
If it's a fucking zigzag magoo going out of the fucking county.
Yeah.
That's what I call... when Lady Gaga as the Countess, when she's my hunty, I called her the County.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot funnier than
what was the name in your book, the chapter binge of a friend who didn't know who he's hooked up with in Tahoe?
Oh, what was his name in the book?
Yes.
I don't know.
So him.
Yeah.
So he once was down here for Pride.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people came to my apartment after Pride. And he was, like, trying to crash, but...
Context. This is the guy who got so drunk. In my book, you'll read it, but he got so drunk that the morning after, we were all staying at a house, so it was, like, 15 of us. He got so drunk, he was fucking somebody else. He woke up the next morning and comes up behind me and goes, so about last night, he thought he fucked me.
Yes.
I go, girl, that wasn't me you were hooking up with. Don't drink so much that you think you're having sex with me.
The poor person that he actually did have sex with.
Don't call that person underprivileged monetarily.
I'm just saying, obviously, he didn't want to sleep with them if he thought it was you.
No, he did want to sleep with them.
Back to my story.
Anyway.
He came over after a Pride event. There was like 15 people and everyone wanted to crash. And I was like, y'all aren't all sleeping here, especially you. Because he was a drunk mess.
Yeah.
He was like, can you just call me an Uber? I called him an Uber because I just wanted to get rid of him.
And you got 3 stars because of it?
No. Oh, Lord knows I probably did. Oh, actually, yeah. No, I got the report the next morning. They drove from my apartment all the way downtown.
He goes, can you take me to L.A.?
Literally, he had them take him to the wrong hotel in downtown Lansing, not West Hollywood.
Wow.
So the map was all
downtown
the way.
Lansing, not West Hollywood?
Downtown
L.A.
L.A., not downtown West Hollywood. They went all the way the wrong way, and then I could see on the map. I texted him the next day, and I was like, I'm going to need to Venmo. You're going to need to Venmo me that
bill. Oh, my God. You are that guy.
It should have been a $5 ride, and it was a $50 ride.
Venmo.
Yeah.
You know how you have to include a reason why you're giving them money?
You can use an emoji.
I always use emojis.
Well, good story. You're not the only one.
So, speaking of emojis, I just got a text. You know those chain texts?
Like a group text?
Forward this to 15 other blah, blah, blahs. So
you just got a chain text?
I just got one. It
that
says.
That still exists?
I get them from all the gays. And you'll know exactly what. Actually, I'm going to text it to you so you can follow along.
If it's funny, send it to me.
So I got it's, and then a Christmas tree emoji. Dicksember, Christmas tree emoji. You know what that means. Time for Santa emoji, to bless, angel emoji. You with that jolly Saint Dick, eggplant emoji. He'll stretch your stocking. Jingle balls, jingle on my cock. You better watch out, eye emoji. You better not come, sad emoji, sprinkle emoji. You better not fap.
You're calling it a sprinkle emoji?
Sometimes
the three
say
drops.
It's the three drops. I think I sometimes call it like the drool. You better not fap. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G, to town. He sees you when you're sexting. He knows when you are gaped. Ew! With a punching emoji and a donut emoji. Yikes! Send this to 10 of your Santa-loving bitches or no North Pole cummies for you this December. If you get 5 or more back, you will find a large dildo eggplant emoji under the tree for you on Cockmas Eve. Well, this is the caliber of friends that I have, because I've gotten this text from 6 different people.
I just sent it to Carly.
No!
So you'll probably get it back in another minute.
I'm going to send this to Yvette, because Yvette is the latest person who's texted me. She works with my stylist. She goes, hey, can we pick up your clothes right now? I'm going to just reply with that chain text.
I see.
I'll also send it to my mom. She'll be like, I don't know if she can even see the emojis. You know she doesn't even have an iPhone. God. What's a chain text without emojis?
I think I should write a better version of this.
Wait, what's that?
I think I want to start this and see how well it does.
See if it comes back to you from a completely different type of friend.
I want to see if it goes viral.
Girl.
I'm going to get this just in time.
What's it going to be about?
New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Maybe like, it always needs to be topical. If you want the balls to drop this New Year's Eve.
I just fell asleep.
Well,
wake
up. You're
so expected. You're boring. You're like an Uber driver without a good picture.
You're like an Uber driver with a 2 rating.
You're like an Uber driver who zigzags to downtown LA.
Is that an innuendo?
Yeah. Downtown LA is
When's the last time someone zigzagged to your downtown LA?
What's the last time an Uber driver gave you a 3 stars, if you know what I mean?
Why is this episode the Uber Queens episode?
Hey, speaking of which, the Uber Queens.
Uber
are you like this? I feel like this is a common thing. Anytime you order an Uber,
oh my God,
do you say, well, Claude is 3 minutes away or whatever their name
no.
is? Am I the only one?
I very rarely take Uber. It's just for like work things.
It's always like Jesus is 3 minutes away or like
Mariel.
Frankel.
Or like,
yeah, it's
Bethany Frankel's picking you up.
Hey, what's the deal with some celebrities becoming Uber drivers for promotional services?
That's never happened.
Let me look.
If anybody did that, it's James Corden.
Yeah, I literally probably for like a segment. Oh, never mind. I literally just searched celebrity Uber drivers. Jimmy Kimmel, the Uber driver.
He did a segment. What do you think?
Joe Jonas was also an Uber driver.
What do you think about when they do the like kittens or puppies?
We just ran into Joe Jonas, didn't we?
Nick Jonas. There's a difference.
No, Nick was in front of us at the metal detector.
Yeah. Where was Joe?
That was Nick.
That's what I just said.
And then Joe was in front of us. He hugged me.
Well, I wasn't there for that.
Yes, you were, 100%.
You're making that up.
Jennifer Lawrence was an Uber driver. Emma Thompson was an Uber driver. Or is this a real list? Oh, 9 celebrities we'd love to Uber with. That's hardly a list of people that are actually Uber drivers.
What is this fodder?
Channing Tatum, Vin Diesel. Okay, great. Cool story.
You want to ride in a Vin Diesel Uber? Do you think it drives on diesel?
That was a disappointing moment in this podcast episode for me.
So how many more people do you think are going to get this Dicktember chain text?
You guys, I'm going to – yeah, can you tweet it? And then everyone sent – yeah. The moment this episode goes live, Corey's going to tweet it.
Tweet what?
This Dicktember.
No, girl, that's way more than 140 characters.
You're going to make a 140 character one. You're going to make an original. And everyone go to –
Corey
Cool
be
on Twitter.
New Year's Eve themed. This is New Year's Eve.
Listen, bitch, you're going to fucking tweet it. And then we're going to see if it comes around from somebody in our own lives.
So I'll tweet it and you'll be like, text this to your friends.
Yeah, text this to everyone you know that knows nothing about me and Corey.
A lot of context.
Context?
In my 140 character tweet. Someone's going to need to have Siri remind me to do this on this day.
Okay. Everyone tweet Corey as soon as this goes out to tweet your chained text.
I'll write a very
Jesus Christ.
Cute emoji New Year's Eve chain letter email.
Is it going to have the drippy emoji? Drippy, drippy?
It might. Depends on if the snow's melting, if you know what I mean.
Claude is 3 minutes away.
Lord knows I wish Claude was 3 minutes away.
What's Lord up to? Did she release anything this month?
No.
Or this year?
I wonder if... You know what article I read?
What?
Meghan Trainor is planning a big 2016.
I read the same article. It was like how Meghan Trainor plans to dominate your 2016. I go, oh, God. And then I clicked it and I went, oh, God.
Claude's almost here. 3 minutes.
The article is basically saying Meghan Trainor will now be an Uber driver that's 3 minutes away. What if you ordered an Uber and you saw the picture and it was Meghan Trainor?
My interesting thing
about
that.
You know she calls her fans potty trainers?
They do not. One of our friends made that up. She calls her fans the M train riders.
All aboard the M train.
They got a monthly pass.
Ew.
Their clipper card gets refilled regularly.
Ew-y.
The most interesting thing about that Meghan Trainor article that.
Get me there.
It said that her takeover for 2016 involves dropping an album.
Okay.
Girl. Everyone's dropping an album next year.
You know what we need to talk about? What are you sipping? Soda water or water?
That felt like an hour-long silence moment.
It was a moment of silence.
For Meghan Trainor.
For Meghan Trainor. No, you know what? I wish for Meghan Trainor. What do we wish for Meghan Trainor for 2016?
Talk about our New Year's resolution.
My resolution for Meghan Trainor in 2016 is I hope she finds love. I hope she distances herself from pastels. I feel like this year has been all about pastels for her.
Don't wish somebody love if they're not looking for love. Wish them for happiness.
I mean, love in all senses.
You don't need love to be happy.
Oh, my God. You know what? Love could include self-love.
Especially
so
in
fuck
2016.
Off. Self-love.
Self-love.
Self-love. Hey, yeah.
You better not fap.
Whiny emoji, drippy emoji. Santa Claus is C-U-M-M-I-N-G to town. Although in that chain text, it spelled it C-U-M-I-N-G, not even double M.
Let me look.
What kind of lazy character conscious chain text?
Well, that's going to be me because I'm only going to have 140
lazy
characters.
Character conscious?
But you better not. Have a happy new year.
I hope you're.
I'm probably going to
have to call it. Your happy new year is GR8.
I'm going to have to call it NYE.
I hate that.
I really do. Quite frankly.
Hey, quite frankly. Bethany Frankel, when she's being quite frankly, she says quite frankly. Who's Bethany Frankel, by the way?
A real housewife.
A real housewife. Hey, what do we wish for the housewives in the new year? Prosperity.
That they all stay out of jail.
That they sip that prosperity.
Wasn't there an actual kind of tea called prosperity?
Oh, you know what fucking place I hate in Los Angeles? You know what place I would never have an Uber driver pick me up? Claude is 3 minutes away, and then I get in the fucking Uber. He's fucking wearing an Elsa dress, and then he takes me to fucking Cafe fucking Gratitude. That's my literal nightmare. That entire situation, and then he tells me, let's hope you don't die in this Uber.
I'm actually going to look up the Cafe Gratitude menu.
Okay, actually, I don't know if I can say I hate Cafe Gratitude, because you know they're listening, but I fucking hate Cafe Gratitude for these reasons. It's good food, good drinks, good company, but like the whole situation is an eye roll. It's a restaurant in Los Angeles. Sorry, Cafe Gratitude, if you're listening. It's a whole restaurant. If anything, you're welcome for the promo. It's a restaurant in Los Angeles where you have to order things and they're not even fucking what you order. A burrito is called happiness. A fucking chopped salad is called peace.
Wait, let's go. No.
A fucking burger is called warmth.
First of all, they're called I am. So there's I am whole.
That's the name of an item on the menu.
I am whole.
I need you to know how eye roll this all is.
So I am whole is a macrobiotic bowl of sea vegetables, braised butternut squash, adzuki beans, sauteed seasonal greens, house-made kimchi, sea whip, black sesame seed, gomaiso, teriyaki almonds, garlic tahini sauce, and your choice of sprouted probiotic brown rice or quinoa.
I literally want everyone to suffer.
When I went, I had the I am humble. It was essentially red curry.
You know what I am giving? Pizza. Why? Because I don't fucking know. And then, okay, so you order this, and you have to fucking play along with this dumb theme. So you have to order transformed. Guess what transformed is? Two corn tacos. Why? Because somebody thought this was a good idea. Somebody thought this was worth anybody's time.
Do you know what I am accepting is?
What?
Sushi.
Fuck you. You know what I am awesome is? An eggplant parmesan panini.
There's not one called I am awesome.
I am awesome.
You know what yo soy mucho is?
Oh, it's gotta be a fajita bowl.
It's a burrito bowl.
Oh, I was really close. I am vivacious. That's kale chips.
I will say
that whole sentence. The fact that you have to order something and call it I am vivacious, and then you get kale chips. That is the most Los Angeles thing I've ever heard in my life, and I would like to log out.
I mean, I am confident. Does sound good right now?
Okay, that Demi Lovato. I mean, promo at Cafe Gratitude.
A pan-seared cauliflower wedge. Oh, with sun-dried tomato.
I am celebrating spring rolls.
Do they have a dessert?
Anyway, so you order these things.
Oh, shit, they got dessert.
Here's how you have to order. So this person comes and welcomes you to the restaurant, probably all zenfully. And they're all like, welcome to Cafe Gratitude. I hope your evening is... Oh, they say something fucking...
I think
fucking...
you have to light a serenity candle when you get in there.
It's literally full of fucking rituals. They come over and they say, would you like the discussion topic for today? And they give you a discussion topic that they want you to discuss with these people at your table.
Yeah.
As if you're not interesting enough. As if you walked into their restaurant and they deemed you fucking boring as hell and you have nothing to talk to with the people you choose to eat with. That they say, here's what you need
Let's
to discuss.
Let's go there for lunch.
Fuck Cafe Gratitude! So they give you a discussion topic and then you have to discuss that before your food comes.
Do you know what I am adoring is?
What?
Tiramisu.
Fuck you. So they, so
Do you know what I am awakening
so
is?
When you order...
Key lime pie.
You order... And you have to order, and you say, to order, you can't say, I want the eggplant. You have to say, I am awesome.
I'll have a side
no, no, no.
of I am
you,
awesome.
You can't say, I'll have a. You have to say, I am awesome. You have to. That's what the rule.
Otherwise, they trank you.
And then they trank you. So then in between you ordering and you getting your food, you have to discuss that discussion topic, like some type of like fucking
oh, shit.
House full of rules. As if you have to follow their fucking rules.
They've got an I am cool.
Okay.
It's a mint chocolate chip smoothie.
And then the food comes, and they don't say, okay, who had the fucking
They're like,
pancake?
I have
no.
I
no,
am
no, no,
happy.
No. They know exactly who ordered it. They put it down in front of you, and they say,
You are
accepting. Or, you are awesome.
You are magical. Girl, you would actually love...
I guess this is my least favorite thing in Los Angeles.
You would love the I Am Magical.
What is it?
It's a house-made double cheeseburger with black bean patties.
Okay. You caught my attention.
They got shredded romaine, homemade pickle, onion, Thousand Island made from cashews.
But question, is there macadamia cheddar?
Yes.
Because that's fucking too much.
Chipotle ketchup and a side of roasted garnet yams.
Fucking calm down. This is why I just go to fucking... What's that one place?
Mendocino Farms.
No, Mendocino Farms.
Chipotle.
No, what's that place with three things on the menu? That burger place.
I have no. Oh, Super Duper.
Super. No. Oh yeah. Yum. No. What's that one?
I don't
everyone
know.
Goes to and
Let's
you get
move
a,
right along.
You get a. You can get. You get it wrapped in lettuce, and that's the only thing you can do different.
Oh, that burger place.
That burger
in LA.
Place in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
I don't know.
You know, it's we go there for
We've been there.
Cheeseburger
like,
Sundays.
I've never been to a cheeseburger Sunday. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, it's got two options on the menu, and you don't have to be pretentious and say, I am accepting to get a sushi bowl. Fuck off, Cafe Gratitude. Sorry, Cafe Gratitude. What's Cafe Gratitude's Twitter?
I don't know, but I think it's after that, I don't know how we recover. I mean, I think we should just wish everyone a happy new year.
I hope you are accepting. I hope you are full of gratitude.
I hope you are happy.
I hope you get this chain text.
I hope you loved this episode, all about Uber and Cafe Gratitude. I mean, stuff got really good when it got to the Cafe Gratitude. Claude's coming in 3 minutes. We gotta go.
Follow us on Twitter. Corey, how can people find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Corey Kuhl.
KoreyKuhl. I am on everywhere, Tyler Oakley. P.S. Hey, If for Christmas you got an iTunes gift card, what should they buy with that, Cor?
Well, since this podcast's free,
yeah,
you should probably buy Snervous on iTunes.
Yeah, it's the perfect purchase for this holiday season. You know your grandma didn't even know what to get you because she never talks to you or you never call her. And she got you an iTunes gift card. And now you're like, do I have the Adele album?
Or no,
like,
you get Snervous.
Yeah, you get Snervous.
On iTunes. We did a whole episode dedicated to it earlier this month. Yeah. So check
it's perfect. And you can invite a friend over. You can Snervous and chill.
Oh my
whatever.
God. Oh my God. I'm tweeting Snervous and chill right now.
I already did.
Yeah.
But you can now. Or if you got a Walden Books gift card or a Barnes & Noble gift card, get Binge. Anyway, we got to go. Love you. Later.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.